Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I want to thank Governor Jennifer Granholm for squeezing us into her busy schedule in New York City. Want to welcome in our next guest, Josh Hovey from the Rossmann Group, and saw Josh Saturday night at the University Club, the wedding of his boss and someone who I co-host with every first Friday of the month, except this month. She's going to be, Kelly Rossmann's going to be joining us on the 8th instead of the 1st this month, and that's what happens when you're a bride. Want to welcome Josh in and talk about the Rossmann Group's Lobby Guide Litmus Test Survey. Hello, Josh.
Jack, how you doing?
Just fine. Tell us a little bit about this and the Capital Insiders who put this together.
Well, the Lobby Guide Litmus Test is a survey of our Lobby Guide members, which we put on a booklet of lobbyists, Capital Press Corps reporters, trade association leaders. It's about 575 members in total. And once a month, we survey them on all the hot topics in the city of Lansing and the state capital and see what they're thinking.
How many respondents do you get out of 575 members?
We get roughly about 20%, which for an online survey is actually pretty good.
All right, let's talk about a couple of the themes for 2010. One of them has to do with anti-insiders and the idea that if you are in the establishment, suddenly that becomes a negative, and having an I after your name on the ballot might be the worst it's been for a long time.
Well, you know, Jack, everyone who's running for any kind of office, you won't find a single person attesting to be an insider of whatever that office is. They won't know anything about it. I mean, even my boss, Virg Bernero, he's the mayor of Lansing, state senator, former state senator, former state representative, county commissioner. I love the guy to death. You'll see him running on an anti-insider platform. And everyone's scared to have any background knowledge of state politics and the Capitol. But what's funny is, Jack, our survey found that 72% of respondents said that they don't think it's going to have any impact on their effectiveness. So that means lobbyists, trade association leaders, folks like that who are, for all intents and purposes, the leaders of the state when it comes to knowing what's happening and what's going on. They're the ones who say, you know, we're going to still be as strong as ever and I think really it's because of term limits.
Yeah. Josh, if 72% of the respondents say that there's nothing to be afraid of and doesn't really make a difference, then why are they running so far and so fast away from that label?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those Tea Party mentality type of things where you have this new group who's up in arms and very active, very vocal, and, you know, and for some of the right reasons. I mean, state capital has not been able to, or I guess I should say the legislators have not been able to balance a budget on time in recent years. I mean, our state's a mess in terms of budget, and there's a lot for people to be angry about, so they're going to direct that anger likely at incumbents and people who they think are the cause of their problems. So it's not necessarily a bad move to claim to be anti-insider, anti-Lansing political person. But, you know, it's one of those things where the folks who are the insiders say, hey, it's what we are, it's what we do, and we're gonna keep on doing what we do.
What about the length of service for the respondents? Are people who have been in government a relatively short time thinking that they're less likely to get stuck with that insider tag, or are those who have been there 6 years or more feeling more secure?
You know, it's actually fairly evenly split. About 46% or so of our respondents claim to have been working in and around the Capitol for more than 20 years. The other nearly half, 45%, say that they've been in the Capitol 6 to 20 years. So these are people who aren't new to the game. They've been working budgets and going to committee hearings and doing all those things for quite a long time, and they know what's going on. They have the history. And they all feel the same thing. None of them are threatened in any way by this anti-insider mood whatsoever.
All right. We are talking with Josh Hovey of the Rossman Group about the Lobby Guide Litmus Test, an online poll of 575 members in the Guide to Lobbyists and Reporters, and it's a comprehensive directory. I see some of the numbers here. 21% saying Republicans would take over the majority in the state house. 76% said Republicans would not gain the majority, and 3% were undecided. Overwhelming number of respondents from all parties agreeing on this issue. On the national level, it seems that Republicans give Republicans a much better chance of reversing what we have now, and nearly two-thirds saying the GOP would take over the majority of Congress, 35% saying the Democrats would take over the majority. Anything surprising there?
You know, Jack, it's kind of interesting because the way our survey broke down, when I saw those numbers at the state, I would have thought that Republicans would have given our state house a much better chance of flipping to a Republican majority. But, you know, it's actually, the way our survey broke down, there's actually a pretty even number of Democrats and Republicans. Our survey was 22% Democrat, 25% mm-hmm. Republican, with, the plurality, 42% being independent.
Right. What seems very likely to flip is the governor's office. I think everyone is in agreement with that, and the polls indicate that. I wanted to ask you, Josh, we have about a minute left, about this idea, who should get hit with the pie, and if you had one pie, where would you aim it? Some very interesting responses.
It was interesting. You know, we asked that question as a result of the Carl Levin incident, him being in the face of the protester, and just wanted to have some fun with our poll here. Senator Palin and Senator Mike Bishop are nearly neck and neck, 23% for Palin, 20% for Bishop.
More people wanted to hit Sarah Palin and Mike Bishop than Jennifer Granholm.
Yeah, more than Jennifer Granholm, more than George W. Bush, more than Barack Obama. What I thought was really interesting, though, is that no one wants to hit Rick Snyder with a pie.
Yeah, 13% want to hit Virge Bonaro. Only 2% want to hit Rick Snyder. Maybe they don't have nerd pies.
Yeah, well, I guess no one wants to hit the guy with the glasses and the geeky guy walking down the street. So I guess I can see why that happens.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. And we'll chat again before the election as we get some more polling numbers.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Jack.